Dan da fi'n siŵr.
Hey EO, Friday the 24th of April, Rabbi Moshe Batalel Grosnas, Nail Clippos.
Good morning. Just before I begin, I just want to share a little find, nothing to do with the nail clippers. Just a small find I saw just the other day. Since you're all busy with, you know, people are busy, has the Geula begun, etc. So many years ago, there was someone that got the Yidden back into England, and that was Rabbi Nasha ben Israel.
That's wrong.
So I never knew that one of his driving factors was he held that the Yidden have to be scattered in Arba Kamfos Haoretz. And he held that for the Geula to come, you need the Yidden to be scattered in Arba Kamfos Haoretz, and therefore allowing the Yidden back into England was, if this is the right word, a precursor to Mashiach coming. Okay, so these ideas have been before. America.
England was an ugly tear. It was the country in the corner.
In the corner, the end of the earth or something, yes. Okay, now let's come to our topic. The Gemara in Moed Kotten, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, says the following. Rav Shemen Ba'Abba says, I was standing in front of Rav Yochanan in the Beis HaMedrash on Chol HaMoed. And he took his nails off with his teeth. He bit his nails off. And he threw it on the floor. He was in the Beis HaMedrash. He bit his nails off and he threw it on the floor. The Gemara says, from here we learn that one is allowed to throw his nails on the floor. If he threw on the floor and he wasn't worried, then you're allowed to throw your nails on the floor. Says the Gemara, is that so? It says in a Braisa, three things are said by nails. A person that buries his nails is a tzaddik. A person that burns his nails is a chosid. And a person that throws his nails on the floor is a rosha. Why is he a rosha? Because maybe an ishom uberes, that's our connection to the Sedra, maybe an ishom uberes will walk over those nails and miscarry. And therefore he's a rosha because he's causing a danger to people. So how could Rabbi Yochanan throw his nails on the floor? Says the Gemara, it's not shver, he was in a Beis HaMedrash. A Beis HaMedrash, ladies aren't there. Maybe in the Beit Midrasha, but not in the Beis HaMedrash. Ladies aren't there. And therefore, there was no problem to put the nails on the floor. Ask the Gemara, fine, in the Beis HaMedrash there's no problem to put it on the floor. However, what about, you know, when they sweep out the Beis HaMedrash and they'll sweep the nails to the street, then maybe a lady will walk over those nails that are on the floor in the street. Fine, in the Beis HaMedrash it was okay, but we'll eventually get to the street. And then he'll be walking, a lady walk over nails, so he's caused the damage. Says Gemara, since it has been moved from the place that it was cut and thrown, therefore it doesn't pose a danger anymore to the lady. Kiven de ishtani, ishtani. If it's moved from its place, it doesn't cause a danger to the lady anymore. So there we have the answer to the woman. To the woman. So there we have the answer. Rabbi Yochanan cut his nails in the Beis HaMedrash. He didn't have to bury it or anything because it wasn't a place of danger because ladies don't go there. You'll ask, but eventually maybe they'll sweep it out onto the road. That doesn't matter because since you moved it from its original place, it doesn't have the effect, this effect upon the woman, and she doesn't miscarry. This is how Rashi explains the Gemara. It's brought to La Locha in the Rosh. That Beis HaMedrash is okay to put the nails because ladies aren't there, and that if you change its place, the place where the nails fell, you change to a different place, then there's no more danger. The Chiddush HaRan in Maseches Moed Kotten, this is all in Moed Kotten, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Chiddush HaRan has a slightly, in the name of Rabbi Yonason, has a slightly different take on Ishtani Ishtani. We learned till now that if you move the nails from its place, its original place, then it doesn't pose any more threat. The Rabbeinu Yehoinatan has a different explanation. He says like this. He says, the danger of nails is on the day they were cut and thrown on the floor. That day is dangerous for a woman to walk over nails. However, if it's a day later, since it's been lying in the ground, especially in those days, the ground was mud, It's been lying in the ground. It loses its potency. Well, I'm not going to say it loses. He doesn't say that. It loses its look. It changes look slightly. You can call it decomposed or whatever you want to put it. But it changes slightly. It's not as fresh, and therefore the next day it doesn't cause damage. It won't harm a woman. So when we say ishtani, according to Rabbeinu Yonatan, it does not mean you moved its original place. You moved the nails from its original place. Rather, kimdishtani means a day later it has changed. Loshon shinui, it has changed. The day later the nails have changed and they don't pose a threat anymore.
Sorry, what's the danger?
The danger is a lady that's pregnant will walk over it and be miscarried.
Physical
danger. She'll miscarry.
Not spiritual.
Well, it might be spiritual, but the physical miscarry.
Physical,
yeah, miscarry. That's coming.
Seeing it or going on?
Seeing it.
You say seeing it.
What?
Or
sorry.
It to get
the I'll explain. There's after show. Yeah. So it's a new explanation. Given the ishtani does not mean a changed place. It doesn't mean a changed place. Rather, it means it became different by waiting a day. So, we have to now think a minute. Rabbi Yochanan threw his nails in the shul. We said that's not dangerous because the shul is a place where ladies don't go. However, we're worried maybe you'll push it out into the street and a woman will walk over it. So he said, it's a different place, it doesn't cause damage. How are you going to explain the contra Rabbeinu Yonatan? You put the nails in the street, he doesn't hold of a different place, isn't a threat. He holds a different day. So he learns that when the Gemara says that the nails of Rabbi Yochanan was in the base of Medrash and maybe you'll put it into the street, it means the next day you'll put it into the street is not a problem because it's already a day later. Which the Ran says is a very, very shver pshat, because maybe Rabbi Yochanan cut his nails in the shul, maybe that very day they'll move the nails into the street, and there'll be a danger for the woman, and therefore he doesn't like this explanation. Now, there are two explanations, other than the more spiritual explanation of Chavas Chet, there's two explanations as to what is the reason that a lady would miscarry if she goes over a nail. So the Namukhi Yosef brings two explanations. He says one is because she will feel disgusted and that could bring her to be sick, etc., and to a miscarriage. Shalom. So that's mius, it's disgusting. And the second one is because of witchcraft, so that's a more spiritual sort of thing, because we'll see later, if there's time, that the magic people, they like to use nails. So those are the two reasons. Now, if it's something to do with magic, then we could understand either of the two pshatim in ishtani could be a day later, magic doesn't work with the nail. Not so posh at that. So the Zerai is not like that. But definitely we could understand if it changes its place, then it loses its powers. Okay? But if the explanation is that a lady will be disgusted, we can very well understand what Rabbeinu Yonatan says. He says that a day later it loses its form a bit. So we can understand, since it's not as freshly cut anymore, the lady doesn't get as disgusted, and therefore there isn't the danger of a miscarriage. So those are the two explanations of ishtani, whether moving it from place to place takes away the danger of these nails, or a day later the danger goes away from these nails. The Gemara in Maseches Nida, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Reb Shimon Ben Yochai says five things. A person does these things, he's mischayev benafshoy, because he's sort of suicidal in doing these things. V'domoy b'roishoy, as in he's brought to din on the fact that he sort of killed himself. And one of these things is someone that cuts his nails and throws it into the street because he's causing a lady to miscarry. It's a bit hard to understand why Domo Barosho, why he's killed himself, he's killed someone else. But that's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara says that there's only with certain Tanoim does this cause harm to a woman. One Tanai is that one cuts his nails with nail clippers, with proper scissors, not with his teeth. Then it harms the woman. The second thing is, he did his hand and feet together. So we're talking about the nails of the feet and the nails of the hand are there on the floor. And the third thing is, you didn't take your scissors afterwards and cut a string or something. But if you used your scissors for something, it takes away the harm from these nails. Now the Gemara then backtracks and says, not true. Even without all these things, meaning even if you didn't use scissors, even if you did cut something, it still is dangerous. And one of the simple riyas is our Gemara that we just learned about Rabbi Yochanan. He cut his nails with his teeth. And had it not been in a Beis HaMedrash where a lady doesn't go, then it would have been harmful to the woman. So you see that even without using scissors, nail clippers, it's still harmful. That's what the Ran says. Now, let us go now into the dargus of what people do with their nails. The chosid burns it. The tzaddik buries it. And the rosha throws it. So Rashi explains, why is the person that burns his nails greater than the person that buries his nails? After all, the danger is a woman might walk over it. You buried it, it's covered, it's finished, there's no more threat. So why is it better to burn it? Says Rashi, a very simple reason. Because you never know, maybe the mud might get washed away where you buried it, and the nails will come back onto the world. And the lady will walk over it and be harmed. And therefore, because of this chashash, because of this worry, it's better to burn it, because then they no longer exist. Tosfos brings this Rashi, and then he brings an Oruch that adds a little bit, and says, no, it's true that you have to, burning it is better, because that way, for sure, there's no more danger, the burial won't be reopened, and there's no more danger. However, that's not enough to be called a chosid, because of this chashash rochuk. That's, you know, you're worrying extra, that's not enough to be called a chosid. You actually have to do something to deserve to be called a chosid. So what do you have to do? You have to have extra effort. So he says that, first of all, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that a lady doesn't keep blood for the cat to drink, blood of nida, because when something from a person's body is destroyed, it's mazik the person. It's mazik the person, it's harmful for the person. Others put it slightly different, it brings a chalishus das to the person. But either way, it's mazik the person. And therefore, giving your nails to be burnt is mazik the person somewhat. I don't know if this is spiritual or physical, I don't know. But it's mazik the person. And therefore, the reason why it's called a chosid is that he's ready to be choishush that maybe the burial of the nails will be uncovered. And he's so choishush for it that he's ready to harm himself somewhat in order to make sure no one will be harmed from the nails if the burial becomes uncovered. So it's more he's a chosid because he sort of gave away from himself for others. That's why he's a chosid. He's ready to get harmed for others. There's a few other, the Tosfos Rosh adds, it also smells when you burn it, so you're ready to take on the smell. One, the Rishonim says, it also takes extra effort to make a fire, to bring it to the fire, and therefore it's called a chosid. But it's all because maybe the nails will become uncovered and the danger returns. Now, one of the Rishonim asks a very big question on Rashi. Rashi says, let's just recap, Rashi says, what is the danger? Why is one a chosid if one burns the nails? So he says, because even though you buried the nails, there's still a danger that the nails become uncovered, and then a woman might walk over it and miscarry. So therefore you're doing better by burning it, it's no longer existing in the world, there's no more danger. So he asks, don't we have a rule that if you move, Rashi explained it, if you move the nails one place to another, it loses its potency, and if so, what's the problem? You moved it to a kvura, you buried it, you buried the nails, right? So if you buried the nails, you took it from its place to burial, that is moving it from place to place. If so, even if it does become uncovered, it will no longer harm a woman that goes over it. So what's the minor in burning it? So I wanted to suggest that maybe burying the nails means they used to, their floor used to be earth, so they buried it there, in its place. They buried it there, in its place. So therefore it never moved from place to place. So it doesn't lose its potency, just it's covered. Then we're worried maybe it'll become uncovered, and then it'll be dangerous again, so it's better to burn it. But the question still stands. So why do we need burning and why do we need burial? Just move it, broom it, from place to place and finish. What's the tachlis here? Especially according to Rashi, that doesn't say it's the fact that you exerted more effort to become a chosid. It's just the fact that you got rid of the danger. By moving it from place to place, there is no more danger. So why not just move the nails from place to place? So there's a pre-chodosh, very interesting pre-chodosh, in Yerodea Kuftai Zayin. He says that what we say, you can move the nails, kim d'shtani d'shtani, if you move the nails from one place to another, it loses its potency. That's only if you didn't plan to move it from one place to another. I.e., you weren't planning to move the nails anywhere for some reason, we'll discuss why. And then you decide suddenly, yes, I want to move it. So then you move it to the other place, it loses the danger. However, if you planned in the first place to move it from A to B, then we consider what you planned as its place, because that's where it was heading. And therefore, it doesn't lose its threat, the danger, because its place has actually already been decided in the beginning, that's where you're taking it to. And therefore, it's considered still in its place, and it's still dangerous. If so, we can say this is what Rashi holds. Rashi holds that yes, you took the nails to Kvura. Why? Because you don't want it to be, you don't want anyone to walk over it. But since you planned to move it there, if so, like the Pre-Chodosh says, when you plan to move it from A to B, it doesn't lose its potency. If so, if the burial becomes uncovered, it will still harm the woman. And therefore it's best to burn it. And you can't plan to move it by mistake, because that's called you plan to move it. So there's no way out other than burn it or bury it. And the best is to burn it. However, the case in the Gemara of moving it that worked was in the case of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan cut his nails in the Beis HaMedrash. In the Beis HaMedrash, he was very happy to leave it there, because the lady doesn't come there, it's not dangerous, he's happy to leave it there. He never planned to move it from A to B. Then the cleaner came and did sponger and put it out in the street, so it wasn't planned to go to that stage B. If so, in such a case, it won't harm anyone because it's moved from A to B, and it hasn't gone to the place that was decided for it. It's gone away from the place that was decided from it. And therefore, it's not mazik a lady. Now, the Dva Yeshua from Rabbi Ehrenberg, who was the Av Bezdin of Tel Aviv, in Chelik Bey Simon Lamed Ches, he has the following question. When we say one has to burn the nails, what about flushing it down the toilet in the Beis HaKisseh? What about that? Is that burial of the nails? Or is it burning the nails? Now, if you look at it face value, you would say it's burial, because you're burying it. It's like burial. You can burn it, you didn't take it out of the world. But let's understand the lomdus that Rashi says. Rashi says the reason why you have to burn it is because we're worried that the burial place will open up and a woman will go over it. If you flush it, it's gone. It'll only be maybe somewhere in some, how do you say, in the biyuv, in the harazela, in the sewage, somewhere, even if there's an opening somewhere for these things, it's not a place anyone goes, definitely not a lady, definitely not a Jewish lady, he writes there, that are istanisiois, right, they're very fussy and particular, and definitely not a pregnant lady. And therefore, it's not like a burial that there's a danger you bury it. One buried it in the street where it dropped, or somewhere in the area that it'll open up and one will go over it. Here, you completely have gotten rid of it. There is no danger anymore, and therefore it's the same as burning it, and could be better, because why harm yourself? You're harming yourself by burning it. If there's another way to do it other than harming yourself, then that might be better.
Don't have the effort of the
chosid. But Rashi, first of all, Rashi doesn't hold it's the inyan of effort. And even if it is an inyan of effort, but when there's another option, who says you have the right to make that effort and harm yourself? Because one's not allowed to be chovel oneself. Now, not sure what time allows, let's see. One of the Rishonim, okay, I'll go to the Drush side now, and if there's time, I'll go on with one of the Rishonim. But first, we'll go to the Drush side. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer in Pirkei Dalet says the clothes of Adam and Chava before the Chait was nails. Was nails. The clothes. This was on the whole body. This. This was their skin, yeah. Right? This was their skin.
Kosasoyer.
This was their skin. Now, the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer adds that it wasn't just nails, it was also Anane HaKovod. They also had Anane HaKovod around them. So, he actually says that in Tzipporin you've got a Lashon of Oyer. The Radal says, Rav David Luria, you have a Lashon of Oyer. It could be, he says, from the very nail came the Anane HaKovod. It was all one. Wasn't a separate thing. Either way, that's what it is. Now, when the chait of Adam and Chava happened, the Medrash says their nails went away, their clothes went away, and all that was left is what we have on our fingers. So the Be'er Heit, yeah, the nail, and the toes, yeah. So the Be'er Heitev says that in Siman Reish Samach and Hilchos Shabbos, that since the Isha caused the nail not to be part of our clothes anymore, not much left there. Therefore, it takes revenge on the Isha if she walks over it and she's more embarrassed that she miscarries. I saw somewhere, I can't remember where now, that Daika, the nail, is something that's part of a rover, something that grows. So it takes, it clicks in and takes effect on something that's part of a rover, on a child. That's being part of a rubber, that's where it meets. Now, very interesting, the Gaon in Shir HaShirim, here we're going to link Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. The Gaon in Shir HaShirim says the following. He says, why is Sukkos at Sukkos time and Zeich L'Anan HaKovod? So surely it should be Pesach time. When they came out of Mitzrayim, that's when they had the Anan HaKovod. It should be Pesach time. So the Gaon says, no. They went out of Mitzrayim, and they had Anan HaKovod. But then they had the Chet of the Egel, and they lost Anan HaKovod. It went away. Targum says it as well. Anan HaKovod went away. When did they get it back? When was the Kapara on the Chet of Egel? Sukkot's time. The beginning of the Bnei Samishkon. The Yom Tov of Sukkot, Zeich L'Anan HaKovod, is not the original Anan HaKovod. It's the Mechila on the Chet of Egel that was shown through the Anan HaKovod. And that's why Sukkot is the time to celebrate the Anan HaKovod. Because it showed the Mechila on the Chet of Egel. The question is, there's a contradiction in the Gaon. The Gaon in Parsha Kisiso says that Anan HaKovod came out with the Yidin in Mitzrayim till after Kriyas Yam Suf, and then they went away. So if they went away by Kriyas Yam Suf, they weren't there by the Chet HaEgel to come back Sukkot time. Yeah, they maybe came back Sukkot time, but they didn't go away in the Chet HaEgel. So did they go away after Kriyas Yam Suf, or did they go away after Chet HaEgel? So, the answer is, Rav Moshe Shapiro and others, they say like this, they say that it went away by Kriyas Yam Suf. The reason being, Yetzias Mitzrayim was big nisim, Hashem did chesed to us, even though we weren't worthy, and one of the things was Anan HaKovod. After the Kriyas Yam Suf, that's the end of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Anan HaKovod went away because we weren't on the Darga. Then we had to work towards being on the Darga of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that was the Sfira, all the way up to Shavuos, where we were on the Darga for Matan Torah. So he says, then, this is the bit that the Gaon doesn't say, then the Anan HaKovod came back, because we were on the Darga. Now we came to the Darga we meant to, that Hashem showed us at Yetzias Mitzrayim that we had to be, and we came back to that on our own accord, Shavuos time. So we got, now we deserve the Anan HaKovod. And there's proof of that in Targum and other places. Then it went away, Bechet HaEgel, and came back Sukkos, which was showing that we had the Kapar on the Bechet HaEgel, and we celebrate the Anan HaKovod then, because it's our Kapar on the Chet HaEgel. So a brilliant proof for this story that came back Shavuos is the fact that why did the Anan HaKovod go, the nails and the Anan HaKovod went away from Adam, Rishon and Chava? because of their chet. The Zuam of the Nachosh made these things go away from them. By Matan Torah it says, Posko Zuamothon. They went back to the Darag of Adam Rish and Koidim Achet. If they went back to the Darag of Adam Rish and Koidim Achet, Memele, they get back to Anana covered. The nails they didn't get back, but at least Anana covered, they did get back. Right? So that's a very Kishmaka Raya that Anana covered came back, Shua's time. Now, the Shulchan Kodesh says, that Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't a complete freedom. Because, as we said, we weren't on the Darga actually for Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when's the complete freedom? We count the Sfira, like an Isha. Like an Isha counts, you may see, she counts certain days to be Torah Labala. That's our counting of the Sfira. We are counting down to be Torah to Hashem. And then, Matan Torah, we're on the Darga, that's the Zivuk, that's Chosen and Kala. That's us coming to Hashem. So I saw an unbelievable thing in the Kutei Maria. He brings from one of the Rebbes, the Erev Shavuos, Harav HaKadosh Moreinu Elimelech Mirudnik, was found cutting his hand nails and his toenails on the same day. The Halacha says, one shouldn't cut them together on the same day. So this is his Loshon. V'heishiv Harav HaKadosh Hanan, Ani Eini Lamdan. I'm not a Lamdan. V'eini Yodea Yosa, I don't know more. Rak Mashakosu B'zoya HaKadosh. The Torah Latayr Atzmai B'Shvuas Ke Isha L'Bala. One has to be Mataya himself in Shvuas like a wife to a husband. Right? As we said, because it's Yimesif, the sphere is Yimesifura, and then Shvuas is the Zivug. And when Isha goes to Tefillah, she cuts the hand nails and the toenails on the same day, because Katzitza. As Memela, he cut both together on the same day. Now, before we finish, there isn't time to come to the whole other Rishon, but very basically, in Zoya is Mavua, that there's another Inyan in Sofon, Koivron, Goingzon. And I'm very, very short. The Zoya says that basically, if someone walks over the nails, not just a lady, anyone, it could be harmful. That's stage one. For that, this is the way Rabbi Ehrenberg explains it, for that, you just have to put it in a place where people don't walk over it. The Lav Dafka bury it. It could be an open place, but a place that people don't go. Then, you have a second stage, is people do witchcraft with nails, and they'll find it in these open places where people don't go. And it can cause harm to people. For that, you have to bury it. However, there's another thing to get rid of Ruchos Tmeis. He says there's thousands and thousands of clippers. There's our nail clippers. Thousands and thousands of clippers are mistabuk on nails. And therefore, yeah, Ruchos Tuma adjoin themselves to nails. And therefore, even if they're not going to harm people, you shouldn't give a kium to those Ruchos Tmeis. And therefore, Rabbi Ehrenberg is noita that for that you have to burn it. He's not sure, because he says if you flush it away, you'll never find it. That could also be called not giving them a zecha. But if you burn it, you've gotten rid completely of those nails. So you're left, he says that there's a makam lahachme at least, and he fits into the Gemara, and one of the Rishonim, there might be a pshat in the Gemara, so there is some makam lahachme to dafka burn it. Now, the shaila is if you should leave it till you find a fire, or better get rid of it quickly in case you forget it and it'll cause harm. So some say to not wait, but the Orchus Rabin from the Stipler, they bring that the Chazon Ish was noyeg to keep his nails until Pesach and burn it with the chometz. You see, he kept it a long time. Okay.